Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. It's been a long time. Your Love Journey experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Angie Winans, The Lord's Prayer.
Lord, how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sounded something like this. How should we pray? 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 Here's what the Lord told them. pray, that's how you pray, that's how you pray. God bless you.
Yes, yes. Great awakening. Wonderful morning. Hello, 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 family. Oh, welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, we're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many, many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we move from our head into our heart space, honoring that divine space called love, honoring the energy recognizing that the heart is powerful and the heart has wisdom. And so as we move into our heart, we just give thanks. Thank you, heart, as we prepare ourselves to breathe, because there's power in the breath. And as we take in these deep breaths, I want you to breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Then release the breath and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, because sometimes we forget to breathe. And together I want us to just breathe. Breathe into the nose. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, let's pray. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe and release. 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 And as we move into a place of love, speaking into this morning, thanking you, God. Thanking you, God. Recognizing that gratitude is one of the most sincerest and highest form of prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. I just thank you, God. Thank you, God. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit. I ask that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart be so acceptable in thy sight. Come before you today, Holy Spirit, to invoke and to invite your presence into this call this morning. Thanking you for the opportunity to come before your people, God. Asking you to empty me right now, God. And let me be filled by your presence. That every word I speak will be your words, and every thought I think will be your thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit. Come as we call forth a blessing over each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. As we call forth a healing prayer, Holy Spirit. As we call forth a healing prayer in this atmosphere right now, God, will come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth all of your energy into this call right now, God, as we call forth the blessings of all those who are on this call right now, God, all those who had a mind to come, God, all those who have a desire to get here, God, and those who will come after the prayer. We ask you to bless their minds right now, God. We ask you to bless their souls right now, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, if they're going through anything, God, I ask you to vindicate it right now, God, to let it be released out of them right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless those who had a birthday and who has a birthday today, God. I ask you to bless my February and January birthday. Brothers and sisters, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless Zakiya and her new marriage, God. I ask you to bless the hands of each and every person under the sound of my voice today, God. I ask you to anoint their hands that everything they touch in 2019 will be so blessed, God. Oh, that it will turn to gold, not just gold, but platinum gold, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and anoint their feet, that as they continue to walk in 2019, God, that everywhere they tread, their feet should be upon holy ground, God. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and anoint them with the anointing of Abraham, God, that they will be so blessed this year that even the blessed will call them blessed, God. Oh, Mother, Father, God, we decree and declare today, God, that an anointing will come upon them today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, that an anointing like no other Holy Spirit shall be upon their life. We decree and declare, God, hallelujah, a hedge of protection over their seeds, God, even their seeds, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come, hallelujah, and work and syncopate our wills with your wills, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let the will of you come forth, God. We decree and declare the Spirit of the Lord upon each and every person under the sound of my voice right now, God. We pray for spirit of wisdom, understanding, divine counsel, supernatural knowledge, God. Oh, supernatural atmospheres around them right now, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, I advance them in the name of Jesus, God. We advance them that they are divinely empowered and increased in skills and understanding, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, we decree and declare a fresh supply of your Spirit upon them right now, God. Oh, that you would anoint their minds right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and bless every project that they got coming forth, God, that you will bless everything that they touch, Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, Mother, God, I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, and bless the winds around them, God. Oh, that they will be so anointed today, God. Let the angels of your angels be dispatched around them today to bring forth a healing in any place that needs a healing, God. If there's a healing in the money, God, I ask you to bless it, to amplify it, spiritualize it, and multiply their finances today, God. In only the way that you know how, God. I'm asking if there's any afflictions or anything that's going on in the bodies today, God, to remove it right now, God, to remove it and restore it to its whole and natural and perfection, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, that everything in the body will be a reflection of your divine presence in their bodies, God. I'm asking you to bless any pain today, God. I'm asking you to turn the pain into peace today, God. If there's any weary hearts, God, I'm asking you to bring peace where there's no peace, God. I'm asking you to bring love where there's no love, forgiveness where there's unforgiveness. Any crooked places, make it straight, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and root us in the land of love today, God. Root us in the land of love this morning, God. Root us in the standing and knowing that you are all that love is. We decree and declare right now that this is our time, this is our seasons right now, God. This is our seasons, and our seasons is in your hand. And there shall not be an altered or adjusted by anyone or anything. Father, Mother, God, we function under your anointing this morning, God. Under the anointing that we are divine beings, God. Divine beings that can never be separated from the truth that we are all that God is, God. We decree and declare that the eyes of our spirit function with 2020 spiritual vision this morning. For correct understanding and interpretation of our divine movements, we decree and declare that our ears are in tune with the correct frequency of the Spirit. We have clear transmission, God. Oh, come, we implore the host of the heaven to go before us today, God, to lead us and to guide us into ease, elegance, and grace, into the understanding of our gifts and our talents, that we may share them with the world, Holy Spirit. We come together this morning in the matchless name of love to declare and to decree all that you are in us, to make manifest the glory of the presence of God that is in us as is all around us, God. We start our day with your love, giving you thanks, Holy Spirit. Thanking you this morning, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, we just thank you right now for marriages, God. We thank you right now for divine careers, God. Divine ideas, God. Divine realms of love, God. That this anointing will come upon us right now, that it will descend upon us right now. Let us, our tongues be your words in our mouth, God. Oh, let prophetic thoughts come through us right now, God. Let the divine counselors or messengers move through us and give us and lead us and guide us into our place of blessing this day, God. And let this day be declared the best and the most greatest day of our life, God, that we will receive all of your love as it descend upon us right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, as you release your divine love upon us right now, as your love is divinely descended upon us, we give thanks, God. We give thanks, God, that you have given us great work to accomplish, God, that you release in our finances right now and all resources that belong to us, God, and everything that's prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertain to our life, our ministry, and our calling and our purpose, we shall not be denied. We shall not have substitutes. We will call in these resources right now from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. We will call them in right now, God, for the matchless name of you, God, knowing that you will lead us into our place of blessing, that you will guide us into our place of blessings right now, God. There is no God, no other God greater than the God of you right now. And we call in all the forces of the universe right now, God. Oh, Father God. We just give thanks. We give. It is our time to live and to experience the greatest version of ourselves, God. And so in this right now, God, I just say thank you. Thank you, God. 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 Thank you. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can't nobody do you like God. Can't nobody do you like God can. I'm so grateful. Good morning, great awakening, great rising. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all that you are to me. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. What a great morning. Today is February 11th, and today is our very own sister's birthday, our wonderful, wonderful Claudette. Make sure you give Claudette some love today. Make sure you give all our February birthdays, those that we missed, we didn't get a chance to celebrate. Amir on the Love Journey, Amir J. Otto Price had a birthday, Lisa Wilson, J.L. Wilson, and we didn't get a chance to celebrate our January birthdays. Our very own Zakiya Lana had a birthday in January. So all the birthdays that I didn't name or didn't know, happy birthday in January and February. I love you, love you, love you. I'm just excited that you got another time to go around the earth and celebrate who you are on the planet. What an amazing thing to think about, celebrating who you are. Celebrating. And so we're going to talk about that. When I was on my 10-day retreat, one of the things that came up in my silence was the value of your impact. The value of your impact. Did you know nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do? Let me say that again. Nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you can do it, because only you can do what you've been called to do. And so we're going to play a song, I don't know, Home by Stephanie Mills, because that's what I feel like when I'm in a Love Journey experience. I feel like I'm at home. I feel like I'm at home with family, all my sisters and brothers. I'm super excited about 2019, up-leveling, taking our lives to the next level, doing what we've never done before so we can get a different result, because so many times we go into New Year's doing everything we did before expecting a different result. Albert Einstein said it best, how can you expect a different result doing the same thing? He said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And so if we want something different in 2019, we got to do something different. We got to up level. We got to understand first that we have an impact in this world that is unique to ourselves. And I want to remind you this morning that you are so beautiful, so amazing, and so magnificent that the Holy Spirit, the Most High God, created you, designed you, and designed you so uniquely and placed all of this stuff inside of you. You see, that's what makes you so amazing, so beautiful, and that unique aspect of you that our Most High is so powerfully, that it created you so powerfully, that it uniquely designed you, that nobody has your footprint or your fingerprint and many other things, and nobody can do it the way you can do it. And so I just want to remind you today that you're so beautiful, that everything that was designed just for you. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the value and your impact, celebrating you, understanding that you are the greatest gift on this planet. Yep, you are. Wow, can you imagine that the moon's glow was just for you? That the wind was just made just to touch you? The sun was made just for you? Just for you? And how many of us move through this life and celebrate the journey? How many of us recognize and understand our impact, the value in our impact? We spend so much time focused on what we cannot control that we get so caught up only in that, and as a result, we feel totally powerless over our lives. And while it's important to be aware sometime of what's not going right, what we cannot control, our power is not found there. Our power is found in focusing on what we can. You see, by focusing only on the problem or the challenge, we tend to create more challenges or problems. But by being aware and then focusing on power, we begin to take our lives back. And one of the ways is to celebrate the journey. One of the ways is to recognize the value in our impact. So many times we forget who and what we are. We hear who's and what, we hear that comment, but what does it mean to really recognize the power? What does it mean to really recognize that you are a gift to this planet and that power is in you? How many times do we celebrate? Not because it's our birthday, not because it's a holiday, but just because we are a gift to the planet. Just because there's a value in the impact of who and what we are. How many of us get so caught up in a challenge when we don't know what the solution is to a circumstance? Why not ask? Why, how do we forget to stop and go within and ask, dear Mother, Father, God, creator of this universe, please show me the solution and the direction. I know that you are guiding me to greater and greater experiences. I let go of the judgment of my situation and embrace the teachings that I am receiving. I trust you even if I don't know how. I trust you even if I'm afraid. I let go of needing to know how things turn out, and instead I'm grateful and excited for the ride. I know that things don't always go my way, but I celebrate this because when things go your way, life flows in magnificent and glorious ways, Holy Spirit. I know that you have a greater vision for my life than I could ever imagine. And so I surrender to the vision daily. I surrender to the old me and bring forth a new me today, God. Show me my next steps and give me the courage to feel the fear of taking the steps and doing it anyway, God. Because today we choose to embrace your love right now, God, by giving everything that happens in our life an empowering meaning. And I know that together, you and I, God, we are unstoppable. Because you and I are a majority, Holy Spirit. And so today, teach us how to celebrate. Teach us how to make those declarations and decree and declare in our life today, God. And so we send this prayer. Love each and every one of us and sincerely from our heart. Thank you, God. You see, when we make declarations and requests like this, magic starts to happen. We step out of our limited point of view and make ourselves open and available for even greater things to be. You see, because today's challenge is tomorrow's gift. Somebody needs to tweet that out. Today's problem or challenge is tomorrow's gift. See, today's snag in the plans or today's major misfortune will be seen for what it is later, grace. So instead of waiting for later to see this as grace, step into the understanding and the mindset that what is happening, even though it wasn't planned and it might seem scary, is awesome. Grace from the universe. Let go of the need to know how things got to end and enjoy the ride, because when life ends, it's really over. Let's celebrate the journey together, family. Do you feel me? It's time to celebrate, because you are God's greatest gift to the planet. You are a major impact to the fabric of this universe. And nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. Are you ready to live a greater version of yourself? Are you ready to live a greater version of yourself? You see, there's no impact. There's no impact greater than your impact. And so this week, guess what? We're going to talk about some journaling work, some prayer work, some mirror work, and we're going to do some future work. We're going to go meet your future self. I'm going to give you homework to meet your future self, to show, ask your future self to show you how to get to that place. These are workshops that I've taken. And I'm bringing you information that I paid $3,000 and $4,000 for different workshops. It's bringing it to you. And I'm expecting you in 2019 to show up bigger, grander, and better. I'm waiting for the greater version. But guess what? Be celebrating small successes. And even, let me tell you, you don't even celebrate your non-successes. Because guess what? Did you hear what I said? Your today's challenge is tomorrow's gift. So we're going to even celebrate those. We're going to start taking a different impact on life. You see, because when the word says, count it all good, guess what? That's what it meant. Count it all good. Good. It is time to celebrate the journey. Celebrate you. Celebrate who you are. And let me tell you, this is a new day, a new month, a new year. The canvas is clean and you can paint anything you want on it. We've had some downtime. I thought of some fun ideas. I wanted to set you up to win big this year and make 2019 our best year yet. But guess what? You can't just be a hearer of the word. You got to be a doer. You got to be a doer. I'm declaring you're going to take back your life. You're taking back your power. You're taking owning who you are. I'm excited about what 209 in the year of total possibilities. This is the year of yes. This is the year to win big. And, of course, there are going to be lessons. And there'll be some big wins, and we're going to enjoy it all. We're going to have some amazing wins, because this is the year to really get out there. Because you're playing small and it's not serving anybody. So who are you to teach others? I know that's what you're thinking, right? But who are you not to? Who are you to be a millionaire? Who are you not to? Who are you to be a greater version of you? Who are you not to? You've been walking on this path for a while now. We need your voice in this world. And it's time to get out there and do it in a bigger way, in a way where you are compensated abundantly for just who you are. Don't wait. I thought about this. I had read this article on Facebook about Oprah Winfrey, and she gave us some things to think about. But what was noted, duly noted in the article for me personally, was the fact that Oprah said she get paid just to be Oprah. She get paid big to be Oprah. Now that was an interesting thought for me. She don't have to get up and try to be anybody else. How many times we get up, we go to a job, and well, we go places, and we're trying to be something that we think the job wants for us. So we put on this job face, we act this certain way, and we do certain things. But can you imagine just getting paid abundantly to be who you are? Just being paid just to be you. Doing what you love and love what you're doing. I want you to think about that. Take that as a deep breath. Because that means you know what your impact is. You know the value in your impact when you understand that you can get paid just to be you. That's why the work that I do is so important on the planet. And let me tell you, there's no greater work we can do other than loving ourselves. Nothing is greater than that. Because when you understand your impact, then you understand who you are. See, Oprah just signed a multi-year partner deal with Apple. And I'm going to just read some of this article to you. This $1 billion agreement will be the biggest in the tech company's history and will ante in the competition between platforms like HBO, Amazon, and Netflix, who said they would commit a total of $8 billion to programming this year, right? This is Oprah's deal. In May, Netflix announced their multi-year deal with Barack and Michelle Obama, proving that web streaming is the wave of the future, and everyone wants a piece of the action. Even industry heavy hitters like Shonda Rhimes and Steven Spielberg. Now, I just got to throw Shonda Rhimes as another beautiful sister who's making a major impact in the world. Apple said in a statement, together, Winfrey and Apple will create an original program that embraces her incomparable ability to connect with audiences around the world. Oprah became one of the most prominent and visible women of our generation, and she has acquired this title through a lot of hard work. And here are four things we can learn from Oprah. Now, this is one of my favorite statements. I put this on my Facebook page. Build your resume so that one day you won't need one. Is that off the chart? What does that mean? That means your resume is so strong that you don't even need to put it on paper because people know who you are. You won't even need a resume because your impact has been so powerful in the planet that people won't even need a resume from you. They said, I can bet you $20 that Oprah didn't have to apply for this partnership. Apple, like the rest of the free world, was aware of her accolades and credentials, and before she even took a seat at the negotiation table, she didn't even need a resume. Sometimes it's best to make moves in silence, but it's also important that your hustle is so visible to the people that matter. I want you to breathe that in. Build your resume so that one day you won't need one. Okay, here's another one. Never, never, never. I want you to breathe this in. Never accept less than you deserve. Oh, now, this is a big one. I want you to repeat after me. I will never accept less than I deserve. Come on, family, let's say it together. I will never accept less than I deserve. Come on, family. I will never accept less than I deserve. Now, listen to this. According to Google, Oprah's net worth is $3 billion. Her recent partnership was equal to a third of her current net worth and is one of the biggest deals ever made by Apple. As black women, we are constantly devalued, especially in professional spaces. I would say most women are devalued in professional spaces because we've lived in a patriarchal society for so long. And so to all my women and men on this call right now, I want you to remember that you are so worthy and so deserving. But you got to understand the value in your impact. Wonder would Apple have came to Oprah and said, we want to pay you $300,000. They wouldn't even have brung that to her because they understood the value and she understands her own value that she brings to the space. See, Oprah is proof that tenacity and some serious, they say, sorcery will make even the biggest companies cut the biggest checks. Can you imagine? She said balance multiple hustles. Now, I don't know if this is a true statement because her and Tyler Perry always said to focus in on one thing, but I'm going to read it anyway. As a part of her agreement with Apple, she will remain chief executive of her own network. Under Oprah's current contract with OWN, she is only able to make limited appearances on other networks. Our girl, O, finessed the situation so that the few appearances she does make are wildly lucrative. Your 9-to-5 doesn't have to eliminate your opportunity to pursue other hustles. Oprah has a magazine, television network, book club, and has invested in a number of industries. She didn't become a millionaire by being a one-trick pony, and now she's a billionaire. A billion-dollar stallion. Take notes. Wow, I love it. So just to give you a little thought on what I was saying earlier, her, Tyler, and the other few people say, focus in on what it is you want to do, and then what you want to do will help fund your other parts of your dreams. So we got to get focused, family, and we got to leverage our brand. Leverage your brand. Oprah has become wildly successful by building a successful business around being herself. Let me say that again. She has become wildly successful by building a business around being herself. You see, the difference between Oprah and other people in the same career path is that Oprah's ability to see herself as a product. I want you to breathe that in. Are you able to see yourself as a product and do business accordingly? Your brand is more than a logo and a website. But your ability to connect with your target audience and fulfill a specific need, according to Apple, her ability to incomparably connect with audiences around the world made her an ideal brand to partner with. What is your value? What value does your brand add to the world? I want you to think about that. What value does your brand add to the world? Think about that. And I want you to think about this. Oprah has become successful at building a business around being herself. The difference between most people and Oprah is her ability to see herself as a product and do business accordingly. I want you to hold on to that for a minute. What is your value right now to the world? What is your value? What is your value? What value does your brand add to the world? And I want you to really hone in on that because isn't it powerful? Now I'm going to leverage this with the Bible. And then I'm going to let you go. I'm going to do like most of our sanctified preachers won't do. I'm going to let you go. All right, so I want you to think about this. And I use the Bible because most people read the Bible. Most people that come to this line read the Bible. That's what I mean. I don't mean, you know, not many read the Quran or the Bhagavad Gita, but they all really have similar information if you want to really get down to it. So I want you to think about this. The word says in the Bible, your gifts and your talents will make room and take you before great men. Is she the greatest example of that? She's getting paid to be herself. Another beautiful woman that I would say is the same is Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama walks in and she get paid to be Michelle Obama. Kim Kardashian get paid to be Kim Kardashian. Now, I'm not talking about judgment of what she do and not do, but I'm just saying the impact of what people pay you just because you're who you are. Do you know Kim Kardashian gets $250,000 when she walks in a room? Michelle Obama, $500,000 just to walk in a room. And I don't know where Oprah gets paid just to walk in a room. I guess it's $1 billion, right? Oh, my God. What an amazing opportunity to get paid just to be you. And the greatest success secrets are in the Bible. And let me tell you, your gifts and your talents, right? Well, God said in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is in us. We've heard that over and over. We are the kingdom of God. We are God, right? So, and all of our righteousness is our gifts and our talents. If we just follow that. Now, Jim Rohn puts it a little bit different, because it's the same thing, though. But sometimes people don't get, I don't know what it is about the Bible sometimes. People don't really they hear it, but they don't really get it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, I didn't always get it either. It wasn't until I started doing the work on myself that I started to discern the Bible differently. So let me tell you what Jim Rohn said. Jim Rohn says that if we work harder on ourselves than we did on a job, we'll be a millionaire within 5 years. If you work hard on your job, you'll make a living. If you work hard on yourself, you'll make a fortune. Let me say that again. If you work hard on your job, you're going to make a living. But if you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. He claims if you start working on yourself, you'll be a millionaire within 5 years. He said if you work on yourself the way you work hard on a job, and within 5 years you should be a millionaire, right? I want you to think about that. So many of us work hard on a job, but we don't work hard on ourselves. And the Bible tells us that our gifts and our talents will make room for us. How many of us work hard on our gifts and our talents? How many of us develop our gifts and our talents? This is the greatest success secret in the world. It's in the Bible. It's just to work on ourselves. Because success is not about being pursued. It's about what you become. Jim Rohn said this too. He says success is not to be pursued, it's to be attracted by the person you become. Let's think about that. Success is not to be pursued. How many of us are out here chasing success? Success is not to be pursued, it's to be attracted by the person you become. That's a Jim Rohn quote, too. And so it's 7 o'clock. I'm not going to hold you. Plus, I got to get out of here and get my sister to the doctor. But I just want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. So here's some points I want you to think about. I want you to write this in your journal. Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person you become. The Bible says, when we seek ye the kingdom of God, well, the kingdom of God is us. We are the kingdom of God. Jesus says that. The Bible says that. We are God. The Bible, I'm telling you what the word says. Seek ye the kingdom of God. But we're always thinking that means to seek something outside of ourselves. But if you connect and go back to the word of Jesus, Jesus said. Now, even if we don't believe in the idea of Jesus, we have to think about this as a success strategy. Not whether we believe there was a Jesus or not, or whether we believe in the Bible or not. This is true no matter what we believe in terms of the Bible or whether we believe there's a Jesus or not. Or even if we don't even believe Jesus, could be the fact that we know there wasn't a J, we know all that stuff. And sometimes we get caught up in all the semantics about that stuff. But I don't want you to think about that. I just want you to think about the statement, because the statement is a fact. Whether there was a Jesus or not, whether there was another man named something different, you know, whether we call him by his Hebrew name, or however we look at that, the statement is, seek ye the kingdom of God. Now, how you look at that is how you believe in yourself. That when we look at the traction and we connect the dots in the Bible, it says that we are the kingdom of God. And so when we seek ourselves, our gifts and our talents, because when it says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all the righteousness in you is your gifts and your talents. Now listen to this. And then I will draw all things unto you. That means there's nothing else for you to do but to do the work on yourself. And then God said, I will draw all things unto you. What does draw mean? Draw means to magnetize, to attract. And then we go into another part. And it says your gifts and your talents will make room for you, right? Your gifts and your talents will make room for you. So if you to seek yourself and seek your gifts and your talents, what is the biggest job we should be doing on this planet right now? That means we should be doing the work on ourselves. Because what will happen when we look at God's words? It said gifts and talents will what? Make room. But what will happen? What does that make room also say after that? It said it would take us before great men, meaning before great people. That means your gifts and your talents, I make room for you. So let me give you an example. I walked, my girlfriend opened up her bakery yesterday. And so I went out there to, you know, just offer up my, you know, buy some stuff and support her, right? And I went to I was hungry. So I went into the restaurant next to her bakery. There's a lot of people in there. And I walked in and I had to use the restroom. So I was walking toward the back and all the people was like, wow, you're so amazing. You're so beautiful. You know, just, I don't know, that my light was just shining so bright. And people just kept coming to my table. I'm sitting by myself because I went by myself. And people just kept talking to me and kept coming over to me. And who are you? And da, 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 da. But let me just tell you why I'm saying this to you. When I sat there and I just gave thanks, what I realized is this is what it means, that people will be attracted to you. People wanted to know who I was, that I got people came up and said, I'm a motivational speaker, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a life coach, I'm an author, you know, I went to, and they was like, oh, I want to hire you, I need a speaker. And I got three opportunities just walking in and being myself. Now, I had on a fur coat, I had on a little hat, and I had on some comfortable clothes, and I didn't even have no heels on. And I was just running out there. But it was something about my life. And this is a true story. I'm not making this up. So how many times do I have to tell you that it's your gifts that is the key to your success? So that's why I want you to start celebrating you. That's why I want you to understand the impact on your own, the value in your own impact. See, you don't realize that your gift that you're sitting on is loaded. It's powerful. A gift opens the way and ushers the giver of the gift. Your gift will open an access to important people. That's what this word is saying. This is a promise in the word. Now, some of you I know, this is not your development, but I want you to really think about whether you believe in this Bible, whether you believe in every word, whether you believe in a Jesus or not. This I just want you to think about an access in your mind that no matter how you believe there's a creator, and the creator knew exactly what the creator put you on this planet for. And when God created you, or creator, universe, however you name this powerful being, it just downloaded into you these wonderful gifts and talents. And so today, what you going to do with that gift? Because the gift will open a door for you. It will bring you before the presence of great people. It's my gift that took me to Korea. It's my gift that makes that offered me the opportunity to speak at another conference. And all I did was just be me. I walked in a place, wasn't even thinking about nothing but getting something to eat. And if I hadn't went to the bathroom, I wouldn't have had access to those people who saw something in me who wanted to stop and know who I was. Because I was going to sit in the front and just eat my sandwich and move out. But because I had to go to the bathroom, something about my light attracted people and wanted to know who I was. You would have thought Oprah or Michelle Obama walked in. I was like, wow. I'm telling you this because I want you to know thing in my power, in my energy, in my heart. Your gifts and your talents will make room for you. And you will draw all things unto you if you do the work. That's my lesson. I know it's been a long time. I know people want to open up the line. If you have anything that you want to say, press 1 on Blog Talk, *6 if you want to teleconference line. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning. Great rising and great awakening. Welcome back. And I'm so excited to be here to share 2019 with you this year. I'm super excited to guide us, lead us, and facilitate a great opportunity to be the best you. There's nothing greater than you. And so I want to remind you, I want this conversation today to be etched in your heart that you are your greatest gift, you. And the answer is in you. You are the answer to you. I don't care if you could get on this line and say, oh, I'm going through this. I don't care what it is. If it's money, if you're in a relationship disharmony, if you're having physical challenges, career choices, whatever it is, you are the answer to you. Nobody has any questions, comments, or concerns on Blog Talk. Let me check teleconference. Good morning, my birthday man. Good morning.
Good morning, world.
Happy birthday. Right. Well, I know it's belated now.
Happy birthday to me.
Yay! But it's the whole month of February, my love child.
There you go.
All my February birthdays. Today is Claudette's birthday, too.
Yes, Claudette. Happy birthday, beautiful.
Happy birthday,
you know,
Claudette.
My life light today is burning bright, almost to be perfect competition to the moon and the sun. the smile on my face, the joy in my heart, the life in my step, because the journey to love is still in space. Oh, I miss this. I miss you. I miss your family. I miss all of my Love Journey family. Oh, my God. Joyous day thus far of the year was the day that the journey is back to lead us into that.
Yes, yes. It's good to hear your voice.
I can't hear you, Emir.
Okay, maybe Emir is gone, or is it just me?
All right, let me see. 202, you on the air this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 8327 is the last four. Can anybody hear me?
Let me see. Can anybody hear me?
Good morning, Janine. I can hear you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, husband. I'm glad. I don't know what happened to Emir. So I thought I was just getting ready to hang up. I thought it was my phone.
No. I hear you. We hear you. Ain't nobody saying nothing, but I hear you.
Okay, good. Well, I see everybody's phone number on here, so, but most people probably getting ready for work or at work. So maybe that's what it is.
I will not be denied.
All right. You will not be denied.
I would say how joyous and how powerful. Even though we missed you, we were still meditating and using what you gave us, using what you taught us, using how you taught us to love and live, even to incorporate the statement, how you live it, how you love it. How you loving is how you living. That was what I've gravitated and grown to through these moments, days, and years from the love journey. I missed hearing your voice, but I always had your love in my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you. Love you. Love you. Yes. Yes.
Amen. 2019, thought we were going to be sad. Not even close. We are ready to move forward. Love is a journey.
Yes, yes.
Now, I apologize for cutting this sister off. Please forgive me. I was just excited.
Oh, nothing to be. No need. Rosa trying to, this Rosa, you on if you want to come on. I unlocked your phone.
Thank you.
Hey, Rosa.
Thank you, sweetie. I'm really, hey, Otto, how are you? And how is everyone? It's good to be home. It's good to be home.
Hey.
You know, you said some amazing things. Some amazing things that we have been saying for years in this journey. And what I know for sure is that your BS, your belief system will keep you focused. Really? It'll keep you focused and it'll bring everything to you, no matter what. It's got to get out there. And then it's like myself. I stopped going to a lot of events. I kind of stay home with it. And nobody can find me if I'm not out and about. You know, people know me. But the reality of it, I like doing what I do. And what I got from your conversation is I must go out more. You know, just be present every day. And I can't do this because it's always something going on. And my head will tell me, I don't feel like going out there now. I don't feel like holding. You know, every reason or BS that will keep me in my comfortable space in my house in front of the computer. And that's fine. But if I really want to be who I am and to share my gift, to get out there and say, it's simply not. So I thank you for that reminder. to remind you of it in 2019. David, you have to have those reasons. This is when you're in the area. So, one of the things that we are doing now, my team and I, we actually have our radio show back in 144 countries. And I am saying that I am expecting that to have a different blessing in my life. Because that's where my energy is at. So, if anybody is interested in being interviewed, you got 30 minutes to come on my show and promote yourself. Be blessed. Call me out. Thank you for being good to be. It's good to have the doors open to the house where I belong. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Love you. All right. It's a blessing. All right, family. Well, I just want to remind you today, again, it's Claudette's birthday. Don't forget to send her some love, Joni, love this morning. Let her know she is loved, supported, and all those wonderful things that make being a part of the love journey a great thing. I tell you, it's been an amazing ride to be a part of this experience. I cannot tell you how I've grown, expanded, and shifted just by being a part of the love journey. I'm super excited. This is our 11th sunrise service this year, number 11. Today is February 11th, and this is our 11th sunrise service. I do want to put together a few people who've been a part of the love journey or who's new to the love journey and see what it is that we want to see differently, because I want to take us to the next level. But what is it that we want to see different on the love journey? What is it that we want more of? How can we expand? How can we grow? And how can we take our love journey to the next level? And if you want to be a part of the committee to help bring this 11th annual Sunrise Service together, let me know, because we're going to put that together, the committee, and start working on that. I would love your support. So anybody got any other things to say, let's do it. I'm going to get ready and get prepared to get out of here. Today I want you to keep my sister in prayer. She had rotator cuff surgery. She got to go back to the doctor. Rotator cuff surgery, and you know, I understand that's a very painful process. So just keep my sister in love, y'all. Keep her in love. Keep her in love. All right. Anybody else with any questions, comments, or concerns? All right. I love, love, love you all. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you for just being you. And I pray this year is filled with so much joy, happiness, and more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. Good morning, Zakiya.
Good morning. I apologize for coming in so late. I was trying to get myself out the door with all the snow and stuff going on out here. But I just wanted to say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for Janine coming back. Welcome back, Queen. We appreciate you. Beautiful message this morning, as always. Looking forward to the next part of this journey with you in this new year. So you all, I love you so much. Love Journey family. Thank you, baby. And thank you so much for your congratulations for Ralph and me on our wedding.
Yes. So who don't know, y'all? I mean, our sister got married. She is married, you all. One of her desires was to marry Ralph, and Ralph has been the love of her life since she was in fifth grade. Can you imagine marrying the love of my life. She married the love of her life, y'all. It was on her vision board. She took it off her vision board and got it in reality. Congratulations. So when you get a chance, make sure you text, send us some love. Let her know you were just so excited for her, and send lots of love around her and Ralph as they continue the bliss of life together and witness each other through the journey of the rest of their life.
Thank you so much. And you're right, Janine. It's just been such a gift. It's just an opportunity to see, you know, you can have what you want at the right time. I have been wanting to marry this man ever since I was a kid and didn't even know nothing about what that was all about. But you can keep a thought in your mind and in your heart, and truly, if it's your divine destiny, it is going to come to pass. So just always know that. And just give thanks and praise for it all. So my new name is Broadway. So every time I say that, you got a famous name. I'm going to stand up in line with all of the sisters that you were sharing about today, Oprah and beautiful Michelle Obama, who was on the Grammys last night, looking amazing. It was a beautiful show. So anyway, so much love and just God being in the midst of it all. So I just want to say thank you. It's so awesome to have you coming back and praying with us and just starting our day off in an amazing way. So love you so much. Love you, Love Journey family. And I'm out here on these roads, so I'm going to go ahead and get off the line now. But I love y'all so much. See you tomorrow. God bless you, Janine.
All right. God bless you and bless your experience on the road this morning. May it be ease, elegance, and grace. And all of those that are out there today on their way or at work, may it be an ease, elegance, and grace day for you. And thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. Amir, may this whole month be filled with birthday love for you. You are one of the most amazing men on the planet. And I hope that you feel that same kind of love that you expressed to so many. I hope it is poured back into you. Hasina, it was so good to hear your voice, even if it was just to say, I'm here. I love you, Hasina. And may God's blessings fill your heart, your pocketbook, your home, and every space that you walk into. And Rosa J. Blige, Rosa J. Blige, I done gave her a new name, y'all. Did y'all hear? She became Mary J. Blige. Rosa J. Hodge, I bless you today and that every endeavor that you walk upon is so filled with love. And each and every person on this line this morning.
And I thought you said Rosa J. Blast.
And I said Blige. Good morning, Carla. I didn't give her a new name. She didn't get her Mary J. Blige. Good morning. Carla.
Good morning. Good morning. Ah, great God rising. Thank you. So glad to have you hear your voice again. Been missing the Love Journey family. Just been missing your powerful voice. So thank you for sharing another powerful message.
Yes, it's our gifts and talents. I mean, I want this to impact us. So, you know, when I was reading that article about Oprah, and she's just getting paid to be herself. Can you imagine Carla being paid to be Carla? Getting paid to be Zakiya, Emir, Janine, Rosa, Lynette, everybody that's on her scene, everybody that's on this line. Can you imagine right now your impact just being you and being paid just to be you? And so when we really think about the word, our gifts and our talents will make room and take us before great people, family. I promise you, I walked in there, Carla, yesterday, and people didn't know me, and they were just like, they wanted to know who I was. Just, I don't know what it was. They just wanted to know. I said, well, it must just be my light. That's God's promise.
Amen.
You do the work on you, and people will be drawn to you, and they won't even understand why. That's living life. You know, Apple wouldn't have not dared gave Oprah anything less than $1 billion. They weren't going to come to the negotiation table and ask Oprah to bring her impact for less than $1 billion. Can you imagine that? Your impact is so powerful that they want to give you $1 billion. And you ain't even worked for it. I'll give you a house you didn't build, land you didn't toil. You see what I'm saying, Carla? I know you connect, feel me, because I know it. A house, she didn't do anything to get that house right there, that billion-dollar house, that land right there. She just showed up and it was Oprah. And they called and said, I want to give you $1 billion for being Oprah. We just want to put your name on Apple.
That's my want for each and every one of us on this line today. That's my desire, that your impact, your influence will be so major. I can't wait to really talk to you guys about my 10-day silent retreat. And that was the one thing that came up, the value in your impact. So you got to understand the value in your impact. God told me that I was walking from my dorm into the meditation room. And Spirit said, you don't understand the value in your impact. And to be honest, I didn't. And probably still don't. But I'm going to learn it. You best believe. Carla, it's always great to hear your voice. And I pray for your blessings and your influence and your impact to continue to be. And so, as you know, Carla has Breakthrough Radio with Lady C. Y'all, make sure you tune in every Sunday. She has her Manifestation Manifestation Destination Prayer Line every Sunday. And she also has Women in Faith Stand United. She do so much. She like me. She just like me. She's an author. So family, that's the other thing. We got to learn how to support each other. Zakiya got a new book. I think she's trying to keep it hidden. I've been asking about it, but I'm not going to go there with Zakiya. Mm-mm. So family, I just want you to know I love y'all. I love y'all. And I pray nothing but blessings upon y'all life. And I pray a good day for you all. Carly, you want to pray us out today? You got time or can you?
I can.
Pray us out. Let's do it.
All right. Oh, dear Heavenly, most gracious Father, we come before you in heartfelt thanks, God, just giving you all honor and all glory. Thanking you for this new day. Thank you for this new breath. Thanking you for this new realization that you gave it all to us. We're all equipped for greatness, for you designed us in your likeness, and that is greatness. That is power. All we have to do, Father God, is just define and refine and discover ourselves on today. Discover the path that you have us on, Father God. Follow your footsteps, follow your guidance, follow your instruction, and allow our light to shine brightly that you may get the glory from our lives. Connect us, guide us, direct us on today. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for resonating. Your power, your glory, your divine presence in each and every one that is gathered here today. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our hearts. And let your love penetrate us, guide us, and deliver us to our greatness, that we may touch somebody else. This is our prayer. And it is so, for it can be no other way. Ashe. Ashe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. All right, now that was beautiful, beautiful prayer. Thank you. Thank you so much, Carla.
Ashe.
All right, family, just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, because what? Love is the only choice. Whew. And remember, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. And we're going to say this. Your gifts and your talents is making room for you right now, family. It's taking you before great people. Open up those gifts, and like Carla said, let it penetrate into your heart. Penetrate into your heart. I like that. That penetrated into my heart. Thank you for the prayer. All right, family, remember now, don't forget, you are the gift. You are the answer to you.
And if you want to study yourself approved, study you today. Study you, master thyself. There's no greater thing we can do than loving ourselves. That's the greatest revolution on the planet. I tell you, when you study love and master yourself, you really, really, really see life in a different way. That's when magic happens. So I want to remind you today that you are amazing. I love you. I see you in the morning.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I want to be free. Spiritually, I have grown. And I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now is that God is amazing.
God is amazing.
And the universe is amazing. And there's so much out there for all of us that we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Don't you worry. and expand my territory with your hand.